Or Lachas Teves, I don't know, Tuesday, Monday. When I don't get the day right, you know I'm tired. Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Learning Hilchos Ribbis, really hard, Hilchos Ribbis, and we're in Samachay. Samachay. And again, it's important. Sifir Aleph is important, so we'll try it again. We'll take it from the top, even though we learned the first half a few times already. That's the Israel. Okay, also Avos Lechot Saw Tvua. It's any item that's worth money. Here he talks about a certain amount of wheat. Now, really, Midiraisa, this should not be a problem of ribbis, even if the price goes up. Because the Chalois Halva was not on money that you say, I gave him 30 shekel and he gave me back 32 shekel. You don't look at that way, Midiraisa, because we don't look at the value of the item. The Halva was on the item, not on the value of the item. So I gave him a bushel, he gave me back a bushel. He gave me back a bushel. But the Rabbanon, it is a problem, such a problem that Rabbanon officially forbade just the mere lending of Saw B'Saw because of the problem that the price might go up.
If you give also, back the same Saw.
What?
If you give back the same object, that's not his problem at all.
The problem,
the price went up.
But the problem is when you borrow. No. The problem is if it's a halva, not a she'ela, then by definition you don't have to give back the same thing. So just because you choose to doesn't save you. Because your obligation is not to give back the same thing. Your obligation is to give back a bushel of wheat, not this bushel of wheat. So then they ask for that because the price might go up. The fact that you decided, forget it, I'll give it back to you, doesn't help. Besides, the Isser they did was Bishas, the original Halva. Now, I assume the Kitzur will talk about your standard case of the neighbor borrowing a cup of sugar, a dozen eggs, an apple, and hopefully they plan on paying it back. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but they save the word borrow, right? You say, let me borrow a piece of paper, but there you don't mean borrow either. So there's terutzim about small things, inconsequential things, although whether it's also to do in the first place. What is usur, and there is no heter for really, is you borrow, and this could be a problem, if someone lends you a container of milk, or half a container of milk, you can't give back like something very clearly and discernibly more. You have to sit and measure. Let's assume for a moment there's no isser to do it. Let's assume there's a heter, and there is. We'll get to it, like on small household things that people lend all the time. So that Rabbanan did not asser. But they didn't asser the lending of it, because the din is they assered lending Saw B'Saw. But what about if you're giving it back? You don't have to worry that when you give it back, the price went up. First of all, what happens if you know the price went up? That's one problem. But even if that's not a problem, because nobody looks at the price, nobody cares about the price. But let's even talk about what Midiraisa may be ribbis. Midiraisa ribbis, you have to be careful. If they lend you a dozen eggs, in the store, it's very clear. The small, medium, and large eggs, extra large, right? So if you give back a bigger sug, and that's significant enough that it takes up in the store, like it's a separate item. Like, come on, a little big, a little smaller, nobody looks. You borrow an apple, you give back an apple, no one's looking how big it is. But if you borrow a plain apple, and you give back a Granny Smith, something that's known to be more expensive, a better apple, that is a huge problem. That could be ribbis d'oraisa. Very possibly it's ribbis d'oraisa. Okay, it's not ribbis d'oraisa mamish because you didn't make up to give back more. Ribbis d'oraisa mamish is ribbis katsutsa, where you made up. I'll lend you a dozen eggs, but you got to give me back 13 eggs. Or I'll lend you large, you have to give me back extra large. Okay, getting back to here, it's also to lend it. That's the din of Saw B'Saw, it's called. afilu min bemino kishemitz shakim ben tayim atvua and nitzos emach so yosim mashalava. So again, that would also be only midirabbanon. The derisa we wouldn't care. Now, again, if in a foreign country, if you hold that in Israel, the dollar is a commodity, it's not currency. It's a commodity, it's not currency. Then you could make a case that you're not allowed to. People do it all the time. If you make a case, you're not allowed to. And it is a problem. I mean, it's at least a potential very big problem. It's dealt with. You want to know ultimately if it's mutter, it's done. The Saimach on the Mekilim, even though it's Maisim B'chol Yom, that it actually is worth more in terms of Shkolim. But the Mekilim hold that there's, it's at least a dollar. I don't know about the peso. I don't know if it would be true about if you did it with Spanish pesos. Or with French francs, maybe the euro, no such thing as French francs anymore. Sorry. The euro, I don't know about the euro. I'm an American. To me, dollars is all the time. The euro, I don't really see, but is the euro you? It could be a very big problem. If in Israel, I don't know, this is the type of thing where you can make a case, and the Achronim do make a case, that in the small world we live in a small world. Where people are flying to Europe like nothing, so you can make a good case, that foreign currencies are currencies, not commodities. Although it's traded like a commodity, really, in Israel. I think even in the country of its origin, besides the fact that it's currency and you can walk into a store and it's legal tender, that's the word I think I was looking for. It was legal tender, and the storekeeper has to accept it. If you buy a bushel of apples, he has to accept dollars. But they also treat dollars as a commodity. Ever since they went off the gold standard.
Why isn't it by shekel also?
It is. The same. I'm thinking now, okay, so there, that's an easy answer. That even though it's also treated like a commodity, but it's certainly the currency of the country, and you don't have to treat it like a commodity. For the Isser Sol B'Sol I'm talking about. I think in the small world we live in, that probably could be, certainly about the dollar could be said, that people treat it like currency, like their attitude towards it is not really a commodity. Maybe the Seichrim treat it like a commodity, but the Seichrim treat the shekel like a commodity also.
And gold.
Right, because we're living in because we have such a huge world economy and everything is, people wake up, the stock market's closing in Japan or anything. Oh my goodness, what happened today at the stock market? Well, you just woke up. Yeah, but in Japan it's closing. Help. What happened in Japan? We gotta ask Justin. What happened in Japan today? So the Eitzah is really to evaluate it. This is what you're supposed to do theoretically. When the Isser applies, is Yasenu Domim, means you evaluate it. Shem Tisyakar HaTvua Leitin Leirak HaDomim, Itaka gives him less. If the price rises, he gives him only the amount that would be worth $10. He matches the value. That's theoretically what you're supposed to do when the Isser applies. Now, there's two major heterim. For Saul Basar, that the Gemara says. Here's number one. V'meishla lova afilu rakmat mi minzeh. If the borrower has some of this already, muta lilvos afilu kamokurin. He can borrow. In other words, when you have already the type of thing that you're borrowing, so since the whole issue is with the Rabbanon considered it that the lender has it already. It's like you paid it back immediately from what you had. What you have in your storehouses, wheat. And you borrowed a bushel of wheat. You wanted one more. But you have in your storehouse a bushel of wheat. He wanted another one. So midrabbanon, as soon as you borrow it, if you have a bushel of wheat, that is automatically said to belong to the lender. So there's no issa b'sol, because it's like there's an immediate payback. You, like, it's his bushel of wheat already. You pay it back right now, immediately, at the time of the loan. That's the svara of yeshlo. That's called yeshlo. That's heta number one of saw b'sol. These are the lashonos that are used.
It's the borrower.
The borrower has, and it's considered like he's immediately transferring it to the lender. And that's, so he paid him back already, so to speak. That's called yeshlo. That, those are the words, the magic words.
That doesn't make
any sense. What doesn't make? It's only midrabbanan, that's what they said.
Why would that make? What's the svara? Why does that work?
As far as you have the ability to pay it back right now, so you chose to wait. I don't know, I'm not sure if there's a svara to it. I think it's like a heter. They didn't want to make their isser so onerous and so across the board. So one heter is yeshlo, the chen. And the chiddush is mutalulva tavilu kamakurin. That's even a bigger chiddush. That he could borrow many, many, many bushels, even though he only has one bushel in his house. Like each thing,
right?
The chain, and this is more nogeya, I think. Yotza Hashar. That's the second heter. It's called Yotza Hashar. There's a set price. The chainim yeshal also min shar kavua b'shuk. It's available in the shuk at a set price. So right now, that's what mutal lilvos. This is even weirder because you can go buy it. It's readily available, so you it's like you can go buy it and have it. It's, you know exactly the set price. Apparently, I don't know what's called a set price in today's in a capitalist economy.
No, right.
What would be called a, I mean, in Israel, that would be called a set price. If it's the same thing, to lend a chitin for a saw of rice is definitely asur, even if it's Yotz Hashar, even if it's Yesh Lo Dochen. I don't know that. Why is that called even a loan? Now I'm being stopped. Why is that asur? Why is that a loan? Why is that a loan? That should be called like a sale. That should be called an exchange, chalipin. I'm not even sure why that should be osur. Why should that be osur? I have to look it up. Okay, we're not learning tomorrow night. I mean, we're not meeting tomorrow night. That's interesting. Pesach, why is it even osur? If I say I'm going to give you a bushel of wheat, you give me a bushel of rice, that's not even... Maybe anachanami, maybe it's chalipin, and they asked that also, because they asked it because of the value. That's why it's
a big egg and
a small egg is of the Oraisa ribbis.
It's still an halva because it's over time.
I'm asking why it's. Maybe it's not called halva. Maybe they asked.
I have to pay for a month. Whatever it is, I don't have to pay. That's halva.
How could you call it halva if you're giving back rice? It's a sale, so it means he's selling to me. See, he's selling me a bushel of wheat, and the price is a bushel of rice. Maybe that's talking to points. So if it's that, so really you have to pay him the rice right away. But if he allows you to wait a month before giving him the rice, so that's like a halva. And then it went up in price, so because of the delay, he's paying me back more than he borrowed.
So it's okay immediately, obviously.
Yeah, immediately is Mavish Kinyan Khalib, and it doesn't matter if it's worth more, that's the transaction. So you mean the halvah really is that I lent them a bushel of rice. That's what I lent them a bushel of wheat, and he has to pay me back a bushel of rice. So we're asking Akasha. So our answer is the real loan is the bushel of rice. Because really he should have to give the bushel of rice immediately, because it's the price of the bushel of wheat.